Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Just on time deliveries, high-tech AI run societies. They're not just perfect for surveillance and control and giant Enron-style scams where they can manipulate your bills and triple and quadruple charge you. They're not just designed to shut down all the small competitors in every industry and consolidate control. They are designed to remove humans from the decision-making process so that humans are obsolete and humans can be depopulated without it shutting down the sectors that the globalists still want for themselves. All U.S. domestic flights grounded after software glitch. So how does one software have a glitch? The system that's used for the air traffic systems to warn the pilots about dangerous conditions and other events. How could one piece of software go out and the entire aircraft system of commercial flights, and it also screwed up private flights I've been reading, how could that be used to then ground everything? And it's similar to how they now have introduced legislation sponsored by the big airlines to get rid of two pilots, even on 777s and larger aircraft. Because most of the flights are taking off and going to their destinations and landing without human control. It's all on autopilot. And statistics and research has been coming out for a decade that autopilot is causing pilots to get worse and worse and worse. And then glitches in autopilot have grounded large fleets of aircraft because they'll do things like flip an airplane upside down and nosedive it. This is all in the WEF post-industrial world playbook.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Pete Buttigieg called out after FAA system failure grounds all flights. He has no idea what happened. But he's gay, so that's all that matters.
I think this gives us a really important data point and a really important moment to understand what we're going to need moving forward. But obviously our more immediate focus is technical, understanding exactly how this happened.
The system we live under that's becoming more and more centralized every single day. And it's being done in farming, it's being done in energy, it's being done in transportation, it's being done in education. All of it is to centralize so that only mega massive corporations can scale up to the regulations and the software and the cost that is in the billions for these systems per industry. And then by regulatory fiat, all competition is destroyed. You vertically integrate the economy. You consolidate control for the post-industrial world.
Today, I'm proud to say that under the UK's presidency, the group of the world's seven most advanced economies, the G7, is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs.
Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
For many, many years, we've seen digital technology move to build a corral, fences around each of us, digital fences of control, surveillance systems, systems that influence propaganda. And as they come up, it's like a herd of cattle who have fences coming up around them. So think of us as having three fences around each one of us. And what CBDC and digital IDs and vaccine passports will do is they will snap into place a fourth fence. And when that fence snaps into place, we are locked down financially and digitally.
They want the Ring of Mordor. They want that total control. And they want there to be a group of competing AI systems that basically merge into one global mind And the AI's power is that it directs us and we follow its orders, and then it takes control of the processes until humans don't know how to do.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Fortune canto, fortune si, antiquus obsedis, fortune amici, vulnera, sus, fratime felis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, January 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, every broadcast is important, but this one will be particularly powerful, and I would imagine the next day will be more powerful, and the next show, and the next, because everything is hitting a quickening right now. I want everybody listening to the sound of my voice or watching me right now to do what I'm about to do. Take a couple deep breaths, and then sit back and assess the incredible developments taking place on multiple fronts. I have video after video after video after video, and I have article after article after article after article from mainstream corporate whore news, New World Order news, saying, okay, the British government arm that studies vaccines says this one should be recalled, it's hurting people. And CDC, FDA board members saying they should halt the shots, and the CDC and FDA coming out saying, okay, it is linked to heart attacks and strokes and blood clots. Incredible. Why are they doing that? Because they can't hide it anymore. Because we, together, not just this broadcast, not just you, but many other people like Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and all of us together, overpowered their asses. This has been a first big test inside the New World Order, inside Agenda 2030, when they went from beta to operational. I'm getting huge chills right now. The first big battle of their full-on assault, and we are winning, ladies and gentlemen! The whole future of our species stands in the balance right now. And it's just such an incredible time to be alive and to be witnessing all of this happening. Then we've got the Davos group meeting in Davos, Switzerland, being guarded by 5,000 troops. And we have even mainstream media and their own admissions by Klaus Schwab that they're in trouble and that the world doesn't trust them, that they're being targeted. And we now have confirmed reports that more than half the attendees that were on the list that leaked last Monday, 8 days ago, ladies and gentlemen, that they've canceled going. People like George Soros. Because you're so villainized and so demonized when you go, because we've done our job. They tried to have their coming out party, their big 3-year assault, where they're the heroes over the virus they created, the poison shot they created. And now the rats are running around on the deck of the ship as it sinks. Wow, do I have stacks for you on that. Wow, victory. I can smell it. I can taste it. I can feel it. I can see it. But they're going to hit us, and I know how they're going to hit us. They already pre-programmed it. They're going to hit us with power outages and massive cyber attacks, taking down airlines, you name it, as I predicted in the last year, now happening. Why an absence of A-listers at Davos is not just deeply troubled, and does not just spell deep trouble for the World Economic Forum, but for globalists, too. Why an absence of A-listers at Davos is not just deep trouble for the World Economic Forum, but for globalists, too. That's Sky News, Fox News of the U.K. Look at that. And it goes on from there, where Klaus Schwab is at the event, saying we will create trust again. They will trust us again. And don't worry, they've got a new system they're offering, universal basic income and reparations for Africans in Africa and black people in America. Just like Joe Biden was going to give you free tuition and forgive your student loans, and he went, oh, here it is. Oh, after you voted for me, you thought, sorry, bye-bye. It's called dangling a carrot in front of your face. Oh, and wait till you see their agenda, their public agenda of how they're going to save us and all the wonderful things they're going to be doing for us, ladies and gentlemen. So that's a huge victory. We're going through all that. Matt Gaetz went on Tim Pool's show and did a really great five-minute summation of how the deep state really operates and how it comes after you. When you don't take the carrot, they come after you with a stick. We're going to be looking at that. But this is just insane level information. Then we've got Democrats in California and in D.C. and other states, but also the federal government, introducing legislation to criminalize the First Amendment. You heard me right. Here is the headline. Congress man introduces bill that criminalizes criticism of any non-white person. That's actually in the bill. That's all they've got to fall back on is racial division and control. They think that is their ace in the hole. And that ties into Martin Luther King Day and the abomination that was unveiled. We'll be getting to a little bit later over the weekend, that people, when they saw it, they thought it was a joke. From one side, it's a person putting their face in a butt crack. From the other side, it's a giant bronze penis, even with the penis head, circumcised head, being held up. And you ask, why would they do such a thing? Why would they pay $15 million for that? Because it's all about ugly art and about a joke on us, and that's why they do it. It's in declassified CIA documents. We're going to be getting to that as well. If you make the art ugly and weird and bizarre and a joke, they believe that you make the culture a bizarre joke. And that ties in with how they're bringing down the joke, Joe Biden. He's done. They're bringing him down. They always had the documents. They always knew he was a Chinese spy. They always knew he was a pedophile. And now he's lived his usefulness. Now they want him to get out of the way for Big Mike, Michelle Obama, to run. And that's all being lined up. Gavin Newsom's fluttering around like a flying monkey as well, ready to be brought in. But now New York City Mayor Eric Adams lays blame squarely at tweet of Joe Biden during visit to the border. So now the Democrats are visiting the border and blaming the guy that deserves to be blamed, except he's just the puppet. This is a globalist Obama policy. So now it's open season on Biden, USA Today, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times. I've got stacks of articles. He's a spy. He's got to go. More documents found by his staff. He's the senile guy that didn't even know what planet he's on. Now the Obama operatives are getting ready to bring him down. And so many conservatives are going, yay, we're vindicated. Yay. Down with Biden. Biden is a evil, old, degenerate puppet who can't even keep from pooping his pants. That's why it came out 3 weeks ago that he hates the Secret Service and refuses to talk in front of him or bring him with him when he's in buildings. Because we told you, according to the Secret Service in New York and D.C., on a two-day trip, he crapped himself three times last year. And if he gets mad in an argument with his staff, he just craps himself. Then they take him in the bathroom and they clean it up. And he likes making them do it. LBJ liked to have cabinet meetings with the Ivy League people where he would take these horrible, incredibly stinky dumps. And I'm sorry to be gross, but this is real, okay? We're telling you what presidents are doing. And it's a humiliation act. And that's why Biden famously walked out and said, "My butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped." Well, they know their brain-dead robot is totally failed. And so now he was a placeholder for them so they could implode the economy, bring in world government, get rid of the border, launch all these wars, and have him to blame for the disaster that comes so that they can now pre-position, as they destroy him over the next year, the next person so he doesn't announce that he is about to run for president. Because he still thinks he's the president. He's still on a power trip, so they need to let him know, if you run for president, the attorney general will indict you. Even though they're not supposed to be able to do that. It's his own branch indicting him. They don't care. It's the bureaucracy flexing its muscles. They'll flex them on Trump as much as they'll flex them on Biden. Also, we've got the latest transgender news. You're going to wait till you hear this. So much more coming up. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Several that have never been discovered, I've certainly never seen them, that are going viral, that are just all mind-blowing. Each one of these is mind-blowing, and I'm going to hit those next segment. I mean, this is just insane. It is the UN openly admitting they're in an information war with the people of America and Europe, and that they control the media, that they direct it all. You already saw a couple months ago the UN head of information said that. There's more clips. And then we've got the Davos group and other meetings where they're currently saying we're taking over the genes of everybody's body and are going to reprogram all your genes. Then they go on to say, like with mice or rats, we can make them have white hair or black hair with this mRNA as an example, and we're going to use the whole COVID situation to bring this in and take full control. Now, they already said that 5 years ago on C-SPAN with Fauci. We played the clip a lot, but it's just... they're admitting the whole thing. and we've got still all these shills getting paid by Big Pharma while Big Pharma announces they're taking over our bodies and getting rid of any process of any type of testing and going right to the public, totally evil, saying none of this is happening. So they're in this paradox where they're normalizing it by admitting they're doing it, demonizing those of us that criticize it, and then having other people come out and say it doesn't exist. Because they want their cake and to eat it too. But I wanted to hit this first because this is a big, big deal. Why an absence of A-listers at Davos is not just deep trouble for the World Economic Forum, but for globalists too. The world Davos thrived in is disintegrating, and the summit has fewer heavyweights attending than in years gone by as the era of globalism itself appears to be ending. The New World Order, folks, is in big trouble. When Hillary lost, they said they'd probably already lost in internal documents that leaked out of the UN. And they launched the virus as a pretext to get us to buy into the control, bring in the world ID, bring in the SDRs, bring in the global currencies. But now because... I mean, there's hundreds of top scientists today. I can't even keep track of it. Literally coming out saying, don't take it. It's deadly. Oh, my God, it's on purpose. They killed us. Here's the studies where they knew what happened. Everything we reverse engineered 3 years ago through now is all over the news now. So a lot of you are going to see us report on things we said years ago because it's just now coming out. And it's the same thing with the SPARS war game that the Rockefellers and the UN and John Hopkins did 2 years before they released the virus. It describes how they were going to mitigate this and how they blame Big Pharma when the shot for a new virus destroyed our immune system, how they'd make the public think it was a mistake. See, so they already had their plan to admit to a lot of it, but now it's gotten out of control. They've lost control, folks. They think they're God, they're not. So you look at this whole report, Davos and the World Economic Forum, WEF, and its founder, Klaus Schwab, have become more famous than ever before in the past couple of years, albeit not for the reasons they might have wanted. Penetrating governments, trying to destroy governmental control by the people, which they admit they're trying to do, trying to cut your carbon, trying to bankrupt the old system and create a new system. The minute the public knows the New World Order is bad for you and your family, and is meant to enslave you, and that opposing them is the answer to freedom and prosperity, it's game over. I've said that probably 3,000 times the last few years. I say it every day. And our job is to say, they're the authors of your pain. And as soon as we light their ass up with the truth, just like in the military, they put the special forces in to laze the target. so that when the missiles come in, they know where to hit. Now, I'm using that as an allegory. I'm not saying shoot missiles at them. I'm saying our job was to take the heat, laze the target, light it up so that people knew what was happening. And we did it, folks. You did it. We lit their ass up. We lit their ass up. You lit their ass up. And now their ass is grass. But they're going to strike back. Look at these headlines. Trust in U.S. institution hits record low. National poll finds Forbes. And they've got international polls. They've got global polls, all finding the exact same thing. Trust in government hits all-time low. Australian National University. Public trust in government, lowest ever recorded. So they thought they'd execute this plan and get away with it. We would just blame our national leaders. In fact, Schwab talked about, as we bring in our system and destroy the old system, it will be the politicians and others that will get the blame. Then we will be the saviors. No, you won't, buddy boy. We've got your plan. We've blown your plan. Praise God. And pass the information warfare ammunition. And you got the eco groups that would never do it. Now suddenly slamming Davos Summit for the global elites arriving on their private jets. They thought they could have it both ways. Soros pulls out of World Economic Forum due to unavoidable scheduling problem. And now up to half the group that are on the list that we're going to attend are suddenly announcing they're not coming. They don't want to be associated with it. They thought we'd all fight over race and everything else. They thought they'd distract us. But now their 5,000 troops won't protect their reputations, their names, for the actions and crimes they've committed. Guard them all day. We don't want them to die. We don't want anybody to shoot them or bomb them or poison them. We want them arrested for Nuremberg II, for the crimes against humanity they've committed, for the plan to implode the world economy and flood the borders and roll out the poison shot and try to take over our bodies and create a world ID. All of it is classical tyranny, and we want you kept nice and healthy for when you get marched up to those gallows after you've been found guilty and before that trap door opens and you fall those 3 feet and your neck is broken. A new system inside the Davos Summit 2023. It's up on InfoWars.com from ZeroHedge.com. And they have met and say, oh, here's our agenda addressing the current energy and food crisis, which they've engineered, cutting off power all over the world, cutting off food production all over the world, literally having the Davos Group and UN direct the biggest food producers in the world to massively cut food production. And then they cut the fertilizer off, they cut the fuel off, they cut the machine parts off, and then they're going to address it with bugs. That's right. Addressing the current energy and food crisis in the context of a new system for energy, climate, and nature will save you. Just go to our new system. Addressing the current high inflation, low growth, high debt economy in context of a new system for investment, trade infrastructure run by them as they blow up the old system. Addressing the current industrial headwinds in the context of a new system for harnessing frontier technologies that they own and control that don't work for private sector innovation and resilience. 4, addressing the current social vulnerabilities in context of a new system, social credit score, skills and care. 5, addressing the current geopolitical risk in the context of a new system for dialogue, cooperating in a multipolar world. Positioning the West for its fall into a global crisis they control, except they need to be positioned as the boss and the savior, and they're positioned as the villain, not where you wanted to be, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. We have you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again.
We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, let me hit this group of clips. At least we'll get to some of them. Of the WEF, the UN, and other globalist organizations admitting the plan to take over your body, to take over your DNA, and use COVID as the pretext to do it all. But let me tell you about what's coming up tomorrow. We're going to do a fundraiser tomorrow, but it's going to be a very special broadcast. We've got more than 30 guests that are being set up from 8 a.m. tomorrow. From 8 a.m. tomorrow. Until past midnight. And here is the list of some of the guests we're going to have. We have a new website that simply has the live show feed on it and donate buttons and a place to put your email in if you want news alerts. And that is conspiracyfact.info. The site's not built yet. there's some basic info on. It will be done the next few hours. But conspiracyfact.info is not a redirect. It's a completely new website that's not been blacklisted by Google, Twitter, Facebook, or any of them yet. They probably will. But for now, you can say, hey, Alex Jones is on air breaking down the secrets of the New World Order. While the Davos Group meets in Switzerland, their whole program is imploding. Humanity's awakening. Share the link and tell those you give it to share the link and tell them to tell the people that they give it to share the link and so forth and so on. So, conspiracyfact.info, conspiracyfact.info. One word, conspiracyfact.info. And here is who's going to be on the show tomorrow. A bunch of big guests, including myself, with Harrison Smith. We're lining up a bunch for him tomorrow at 8 a.m. kickoff. 11 a.m. with me, Paul Joseph Watson, Mark Passio, Hotep Jesus, Drew Hernandez, Gavin McGinnis, Dr. Judy Mikovits, don't want to miss that, Maria Z, with a bunch of special guests, Roger Stone, Savannah Hernandez, Darren Beatty, Dan Dix, Tom Renz, Jay Dyer with a big SPARS update, incredible info he's got on that front, Edward Dowd, doing the actuaries on the death numbers, Mickey Willis in studio, Alex Stein, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Robert Barnes, and a bunch of other surprise guests that we are lining up right now, but we've not put on the list. So, conspiracyfact.info. And look, here's the deal. Our information is more pertinent and more authoritative now than it's ever been. People are really ready to hear the truth. The censorship's all coming out. The poison shots are coming out. Their world government's coming out. Their plan to implode the economy and the borders is coming out. But they're only intensifying their attacks on the tip of the spear. That's why Elon Musk didn't bring me back to Twitter, but brought back almost everybody else. Because the system knows I've got their number and knows that we have given them the majority of their opposition. That means you have. They hate this audience of activists. So please tell folks about the special broadcast tomorrow. Please get millions of extra folks to tune in because we're going to be hard-hitting. And for a lot of the broadcasts, it's going to be commercial-free. During my show and Owen's show and Harris's that are on a lot of TV and radio stations, we'll be taking some of the breaks. We're going to skip our network breaks. But we'll run the local breaks for local stations so they get those. They need those. But this is going to be very powerful, a lot of breaking news tomorrow, and a fundraiser. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a $5, $10, $20 donation, or do a recurring if you want, canceling time for free. Just click a button. I need you to go there and get products you already need, like the Real Red Pill Plus and Down and Out Sleep Aid, our strongest sleep aid that's back in stock. Real Red Pill is 50% off. The sleep aid is 40% off. Talk about intensifying the quality of your life. These products are incredible. It's also your last chance to get a signed copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, part of that fundraiser. If you want to pay a lot less, just get the regular book unsigned. But if you have the money and want to donate, have a memento of your support, you get a signed copy of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great InfoWars MD line with Turmeric 95, Mushroom Max, that's a next level nootropic, and the CBD full spectrum, highest end, for about half the price you'd pay in stores, the very same CBD oil that's so great for pain, so amazing for joints and more. That's all under the InfoWars MD banner at InfoWarsStore.com. And one last thing. All of the founding members who got the coins at InfoWarsStore.com and 1776coin.com. I'm 6-8 months behind all our projects. But finally, we're going to start launching some of those projects at the end of this week and into next week. And everybody that got a founding member coin are going to get some real benefits for that. But I told you up front, if we get shut down, you'll never get any benefits. You know, you just kept us on air for a while and changed the world and have that historical piece of history that you know you had skin in the game. But thank God we've gone through all these hurdles, gone through all these hoops. We're still on air. And so anybody that got any one of the first three coins, or if you get the Teddy Roosevelt coin, only a few thousand left of that as well, we'll extend founding membership to you as well. You're not just going to get big promo codes for discounts nobody else gets at InfoWarsStore.com. You're not just going to get things like that. You're going to get free memberships to things that will be announced very, very soon and more. So I want to thank you all for your support. And for getting us this far, there's a few thousand coins left of the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. Use promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. We'll take you there as well, and you get $30 off the final coin. And yes, just like the books, $99, you get the unsigned for $20 or whatever. It's like NPR sells a coffee mug for $50 or a T-shirt for $100 or a ball cap for $50. It's a memento that you pledged and you donated, but it's an all-silver coin designed by me, made right here in America. You can get it exclusively. When they're gone, they're gone. 1776coin.com. We need your support now. Please go there and get the coin at 1776coin.com. We are fighting the globalists toe-to-toe, and we cannot do it without you. Okay, I'm a few minutes out from break, and I'm going to come back and hit that big news and those clips I mentioned that are so incredible. Also, I intend to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today in the second and third hour until Ezra Levant of the incredible, for the size of the organization, they're the most powerful out there. I mean, when it comes to hardcore reporters around the world breaking incredible news, Ezra Levant and his team are just incredible. He is in Davos. He is there covering it. He joins us in the last 30 minutes of the third hour. But in the second and the first half of the third hour, we are going to be taking your phone calls on any issue or any item or any area that you want to get into today. So I really look forward to opening the phones up. That's always informative, always takes us in angles and directions we wouldn't have gone in. But I'll also be interspersing a ton, because this is all not a prop up here in front of me. These are all real articles, real stories, real insanity that we're going to be getting to here today. But these particular clips I'm about to play are so criminal. Every one of these clips should have the Justice Department getting indictments of Davos Group members in Big Pharma and in government and in corporations. I mean, if you go to Wikipedia, it's linked to their website. They say we want to capture governments, we want to capture democracies, and remove the people from the governing process. That's on Wikipedia with a link to Klaus Schwab's own website. When you want to capture governments and bring the people out of the decision-making process, that's a fancy way of saying totalitarianism, dictatorship. And that's what's so wild about this, is they're just rebranding stuff that we know is bad. I mean, if you had a bottle of cyanide, one drop will kill you. And instead of having a skull and bones on it saying cyanide, deadly poison, don't touch, don't drink, don't inhale, and you put flowers on it and said, sugar water or something, people would drink it and die. But, I mean, you still see the effects. You still know what it is, and it's just beyond wild. Absolutely beyond insane. Absolutely, just, it's so weird to still be on air during the New World Order takeover. I mean, but we're here, we're still on air, because there's not just evil, there's good. And so we're still on air fighting, and we're having victory, so we've got to push harder now than ever.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ain't losing now. So we're updating the site, adding a lot of new information. The conspiracyfact.info. That's the URL in the next 48 hours to share. Because they're blocking InfoWars, they're blocking man.video everywhere. But that site is a whole new site that has the live feeds, everything on it. They'll block that too. We'll just keep fighting and promote a new URL. We're never giving up, and we're actually having big victory right now in our lifetimes, in live time. Even if we were losing, we'd keep fighting because God's watching, and it's the right thing to do. Okay. Let's start getting to this. This first clip is the WEF event, saying we will use mRNA to correct genetic mutations. And that's why they've blown up the whole authorization process and don't do animal testing now, which they started 3 years ago by executive action. Now they passed a bill last year in December, just a month ago, to legalize this here in the U.S. And it's all the agenda of the UN and the WEF. So here they are admitting that they're taking over your bodies. What did Klaus Schwab say? In the new revolution, we don't change the world, we change you. And what did Harari say last week? We're going to make the government force you to do it. We're going to make sure you do this for your own good. Here it is. Clip 20.
So this is a precision tool that now allows us to take this protein RNA complex and introduce it into cells or tissues to correct mutations at sites where we know there's a deleterious change in the genetic code. So I wanted to show you an example of how this can be utilized. This protein complex can actually be injected directly into fertilized eggs of a mouse. And in the experiment, you'll see we're targeting a gene that is responsible for the black coat color in mice. And so normally these mice have beautiful glossy black coats. And once we make this targeted change, we then implant these edited eggs back into a female mouse. And when she gives birth to pups, you'll see that the pups are now mostly white. And the remarkable thing about this experiment is that when these mice grow up, you can test them and show that every cell in the body has this single genetic change that gives rise to the white coat color, but otherwise they're absolutely normal. So they are normal mice, no mutations elsewhere in the genome. This is a type of experiment that used to take at least a year to create a mouse like this, and now it can be done in a few weeks and by people that don't have to have special expertise. So this is technology has it's been very exciting over the last 2.5 years to see this technology taking off. These are publications in the scientific literature. It's been sort of exponential growth of publications, people using this technology for all sorts of applications. And so some of these include making changes, targeted genetic changes in plants, in fungi, in animals that are important agriculturally, in animals that are important to us as pets, and also in thinking about human health, also to do things like make changes in stem cells, which are cells that can give rise to new organs. Also to make changes in animals that are important as models of human disease, such as mice and monkeys. And we think within the not-too-distant future it will be possible to actually use this technology to make changes in humans.
And, of course, they now in major studies admit that the mRNA vaccines do change the DNA in your cells, and it's passed on for generations. Of course, she lies and says it doesn't change any of the other genes, which they now admit it does. All lies from these criminals, and the first major thing they launched on us hurts us with spike protein and kills us out of the gates. Here's the WEF head of sustainability risk, Zurich Insurance Group. John Scott says organizations with pre-approved information put in place to direct WHO and CDC. So the big corporations directed the WHO and the CDC, as well as the WEF. We eventually got vaccine development in place after political resistance and Big Pharma vetted C-19 med solutions for pandemic. They were already ready, as Fauci said 5 years ago, before they ever launched this, to blow up the old system and get rid of any studies or approval and just force this on us. Now, they didn't bring us something that helped us out of the gates, which would have sold us on it, and then they'd kill us later. They wanted to kill us and hurt us right away and then have their own doctors and scientists cover it up and be part of the corruption. Here's the head of sustainability risk at the WEF.
You know, we've warned many times about health issues in the Global Risk Report over the last 15 years, from Ebola to, well, before Ebola, SARS and MERS, Ebola in 14-15. And as Adrian was saying, you know, that had an impact because there were organizations like the Global Vaccine Alliance and the Center for Epidemic Preparedness put in place to help organizations like the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control in individual countries to actually, you know, deliver the right information as to how to address infectious diseases. And you know, I think that did work during the pandemic. It was in a lot of countries there were some political challenges in the sense that not everybody wanted to listen to that that very good advice from those organizations. But eventually, yes, we did get the vaccine development in place. We did see incredible collaboration in the pharmaceutical industry in particular to look through their long lists of drugs to see whether any of them would have some effect on reducing the symptoms of COVID-19. So I think that you know, all of that is still in place. Pandemics don't just come and go. They come and go and they come back again. And so we should be prepared for that.
Of course, that's all lies, other than the fact that they controlled the information. It didn't protect you. They blocked the therapeutics. But here's the UN official admits Google algorithm manipulates climate info, vaccine info, borders info, election info. Melissa Fleming, who is UN Undersecretary General for Global Communications, made the remarks while speaking at the World Economic Forum. Here she is.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science, and we think that the world, you know, should know it, and the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
We own the science. We own your body. We'll put you in a FEMA camp if you don't agree with us. Now in Australia and Canada, they're already arresting people that disagree with it. In fact, I have new footage that I meant to send to the crew that was a big story up yesterday. So you guys go back through Sunday and Monday and print me the articles on InfoWars, because we have the footage of a woman being murdered in Canada because she wouldn't wear a mask in the hospital. And they admitted the coroner report that she was asphyxiated. She was strangled to death. And the judge just threw the case out and said, well, that's just the way it is. So that's who these people are. Animal testing drugs for U.S. FDA approval no longer mandatory. Called the FDA Modernization 2.0 bill, signed into law by U.S. President Joe Biden, saw support from Republicans and Democrats. Now no testing. It just goes directly to the public, and that's spun like it's an innovation. So it's not good to test this stuff on animals. Is it good to test it in a forced way on the people? All right, here's what's going to happen in the next hour. Congressman Matt Gaetz was on Tim Pool, and in a short five-minute clip, really knocked it out of the park, describing exactly how the deep state operates and what we're facing. We're going to be getting to that. I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls. We're going to look more at what's happening at the Davos Group. Also, more and more economists predict the world is headed for stagflation, not just inflation. And the majority of economists agree the world is in a recession. We've already been having multiple quarters of this, folks. So we are going into a worldwide depression, and we need to be honest about that and exactly what the central banks have done. We'll also look at how they're trying to stoke racial division in this country. Congressman introduces bill that criminalizes criticism of any non-white person. We'll look at Martin Luther King Day and this hideous new $15 million sculpture they unveiled in Boston that is Martin Luther King's wife holding what looks like a 200-foot-long penis. So it's just all about flaunting it in our face. We've got so much on the whole transgenderism cult front as well. Big second and third and fourth hours today ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. I'm Alex Jones. You are the Paul Revere's. Don't forget that. Please share the links to InfoWars.com/show, conspiracyfact.info.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.